from his studios in New York. It's time for Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora, where sports meets life. Here's your host, Dan Tortora.
Well, PK, you know, coming off of something like playing in the national championship game, just what you can say about, you know, before we get into Summer League, looking back on your time at Gonzaga?
You know, it was great, 5 years, spent lots of time over there. For sure, great basketball culture, great staff, great teammates. You know, it was a pleasure to play in Spokane, and you know, I was just happy to finish my career going to the national championship game.
When you look back on that game, obviously, you know, Gonzaga has that physical play inside, and you were a huge part of that. North Carolina brought that as well. Did you wish that they let you maybe play a little bit more inside with the physicality that you were trying to bring at that game?
It's hard to tell, man. We tried to go inside. You know, it wasn't my best. Personally, it wasn't my best game. But, you know, at the end of the day, we gave our best effort. We had a shot. We had two or three minutes to go. We were up. So we were really close to finish it off. But at the end of the day, you got to put it in perspective and, you know, live on.
Former teammate Sabonis just found out that he's getting traded, going somewhere else. Any advice that you have for him, or what you could say to him?
He should have advice to me. You know, he was the rookie last year, but I actually saw him yesterday at the airport. We were talking about playing the summer league, and I saw him today taking off to the airport, go back to OKC, you know, pack his stuff. But you know, it is how it is. You just gotta go to another team and give your best shot.
He was supposed to come play for the Thunder, but he got moved to the Pacers. They're both here in Orlando. So just kind of the irony of the fact that you probably will still see him.
I don't think so. He just took off to OKC to buck his stuff, so I don't think he's going to play in the summer league right here.
When you look back on your time with Gonzaga, just what you can say about how that prepares you for where you are right now, this next chapter in your life, just what you can say Gonzaga really taught you.
I mean, I think just playing at the highest level in college basketball, you know, that kind of translates to the game in NBA. And, you know, every day you go out there, you play against the best in college basketball, especially, you know, the last month playing in the NCAA tournament. I think it's huge preparation for the next step.
When you look at your conference, which doesn't always get a lot of respect, Gonzaga and St. Mary's always seem to be going back and forth. You got the best of St. Mary's, but just what you can say about rivalries with inside the conference, and just what you can say about the strength of your conference when maybe it doesn't get enough publicity.
I don't really care what people say about the conference. You know, at the end of the day, Gonzaga went to the national championship game, and it shows how our team, you know, plays and how well we can do in the tournament, in the big tournament. So whoever talks about the conference, it doesn't really matter, because at the end of the day, it matters how you play in the big tournament.
Mark Few, just what you can say maybe resonates in your head from him, what type of advice he's given you or words that kind of stick with you?
You know, just kind of pay attention to the details. You know, we've been on that the last 5 years. I think that really helped me develop as a player, and just be on the floor, do your best, and at the end of the day, just care about those small things that you can improve on.
You go from the national championship to working to get a job in the NBA. Just what you can say about how that humbles you, and just what you think about the opportunity from Charlotte.
I think the opportunity is great. You know, I thought that I had a pretty good pre-draft workout with them. You know, at the end of the day, I didn't hear my name called, but I was really happy to get the phone call and be invited to the summer league. So I'm just trying to make the best out of it, because at the end of the day, like you said, it's a transition between college and playing professionally.
How do you handle something like that when you play in the national championship and then you don't get? You don't get an opportunity to hear your name called. What does that do for you as you move forward? Does it make you kind of more hungry? Have you had that adversity before that you kind of built off of?
I mean, obviously it makes you more hungry, but at the end of the day, you know, I was a 5th-year senior with back surgery. So, you know, I was optimistic, but at the end of the day, I wasn't surprised that my name wasn't called. I don't think there was any 5th-year senior that was called, and all the 60 picks. So, you know, it's probably disappointing, but... like I said, just Charlotte giving me a shot to play in the summer league and then take the next step. We'll see how it goes. But, you know, I just came here to show that I'm capable to play at a high level.
Teammate Collins heard his name called. What can you say about what a team gets in him and what he can be in the NBA?
He's a great guy. He's a quick learner, great listener. You know, I think, you know, he's still young. He has a great upside. So, you know, he can shoot from he can go outside to three, shoot mid-range shot. he's pretty good playing back to the basket. So I think, you know, they get a really good all around day.
And then lastly, about Gonzaga in the future, you're not there. Obviously, a lot of talent has come through over the years. Mark has built a very strong program. Just what you can say about it moving forward as you move forward with Charlotte, what you can say about Gonzaga moving forward.
I think just how we ran at the tournament last year, a lot of young guys, a lot of experience to go out there next year and, you know, show that they can be leaders. You know, it was me, Zach, Nigel, and Jordan trying to go to trying our you know, chance in the draft. But, you know, we have great players, you know, Josh Perkins, Silas Nelson, Killian Tillian, Rui Hachimura, who are young and still hungry to go. You know, they had experience to play at the national stage, and I think that's just going to be good for them to be able to carry that to the next season.